You're listening to the International Children's Arts Network, an all classical Portland public media station.
KQAC HD2 Portland 89.9.
KQOC HD2 Glen Eden Beach 88.1.
KSLC HD2 McMinnville 90.3.
KQHR HD2, The Dalles and Hood River 88.1.
A long, long time ago, there was a volcano living all alone in the middle of the sea. He sat high above his bed, watching all the couples play and wishing that he had someone too. And from his lover came this song of hope that he sang out loud every day for years and years. I have a dream I hope will come true, that you're here with me and I'm here with you. I wish that the earth see the sky up above will send me someone to love her. Years of singing all alone turned his lover into stone, until he was on the brink of extinction. Little did he know that living in the sea below, another volcano was listening to his song. Every day she heard his tune, her lover grew and grew, because she believed his song was meant for her. She was so ready to meet him above the sea as he sang his song of hope for the last time. I have a dream I hope will come true, that you're here with me and I'm here with you. I wish that the earth see the sky up above will send me some. someone to love her. Rising from the sea below stood a lovely volcano, looking all around, but she could not see him. He tried to sing to let her know that she was not there alone, but with no lover his song was all gone. He filled the sea with his tears and watched his dreams disappear as she remembered what his song meant to her.
I have a dream I hope will come true, that you're here with me and I'm here with you. I wish that the earth, sea, and the sky up above will send me someone to love.
Oh, they were so happy to finally meet above the sea. All together now, their lava grew and grew. No longer are they all alone, with aloha as their new home. And when we visit them, this is what they sing.
I have a dream I hope will come true, that you'll grow old with me
and I'll grow old with you.
We thank the earth, steer the sky, we thank too. I love you, I love you, I love you.
What If World is coming up next.
What if kittens played the clock in Spiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World.
Greetings, adventurers, and welcome back to Guilds and Goblins, the game where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff adventures. I'm ZZ, your guildmaster, and today we're starting off with a question from Dia.
Hi, I'm Dia. One thing I really like is ballet, and my what-if question is, what if ballerinas met with dinosaurs? Bye!
Dear, I love dinosaurs and ballerinas too, and I'm excited to work them into our adventure. Is there another question, Guildmaster? There sure is, Zach, but I'm gonna keep it a mystery so that I don't spoil the surprise for you players. Speaking of which, players, can you introduce yourselves and your characters?
I'm Scully the Squid, and my character's name is Skull and Bones. They're a skeleton and a pirate, and they can take their bones off and make them do all kinds of crazy things.
I'm Lola Rabbit, and my character's name's Lolandra. She's a werebunny by night, halfling by day, and nature mage all the way.
And I'm Zachamedes. Well, that's my character. My name is Zach. I'm ZZ's brother. But Zachamedes is my mighty goblin egg chanter. He casts spells with his magic eggs.
Thanks, gang. Nice going. So if you remember last time, it was Truce Day,
and all your characters were guardians at the festival, where guilds passed the trumpet of travel from one guild to the next. But then the trumpet turned out to be cursed. Yeah, and it sucked up all the guild masters, leaving us to free them.
But before we could get the trumpet, a bread giant took it.
You tracked the giant to Fort Desert, where you were fired upon by frosting cannons. Oh, and then we tried to save Bridget the Bread Giant when she was nearly knocked off the bridge by her own cannon fire.
And then the Bread Guildmaster thought we were working with Bridget.
So they exiled the Bread Giant from her own guild. Wow, okay, you made that recap really easy. So now, adventurers, you've got the Trumpet of Travel and your new friend Bridget, who is most recently your enemy. Where do you go? Oh, we gotta figure out how to break the curse on the Trumpet of Travel. So Zachamedes suggests we go back to Tinkertown and find the old head tinker.
Sure.
Sounds good to me. Bridget the Bread Giant follows behind you all from a bit of a distance. She's still not sure what to make of you three heroes, who saved her life even after she stole from you. That's fine. She's probably still afraid of goblins anyway. Okay, you give Bridget her space as you walk through the deserted streets of Tinkertown. Old inventions lie around half-finished, and broken-down bits and pieces litter the streets. When you get to the door of the old Master Tinker, you find it ajar. Can Lolandra turn into a werebunny form in case there's trouble? Okay, you grow about a foot as you sprout fur and bunny ears. Awesome! Can I do a learn check to see what I notice as we enter? Great idea, Zach. In fact, you can all give me a learn check. Hey, my character sheet says I add +1 skill die to learn. See, now that you all know the basics of the game, you can either keep playing with just the 1d20 roll for everything you do, or if you want to try out a little math, you can start using skill dice. Oh, I definitely want to use skill dice. Oh, except I get -1 learn. Can I change my mind?
Too late, Lola.
Aw, man. So I roll a d20 and I subtract a d4, but I roll a d20 and I add a d4.
If it's all the same to you, I don't want to worry about all those dice. It sounds too confusing.
Absolutely. You just keep rolling that d20 for everything for as long as you like. We want the game to be more fun than confusing, right? Okay, I'll roll first. Oh, a natural 1. But +4, does that help? Oh, afraid not. You're so busy cataloging your magic eggs that you bump into the door nose first. Oh, ow.
Oh, I rolled a 3.
And I rolled a 9 -2, so 7. None of you notice anything out of the ordinary, except that the old tinker is gone. Oh, I check his work table.
The last goblin master tinker was a girl.
Oops, I check her work table, sorry. Are there any egg schematics that I could use to make new egg magic?
Roll a wonder check, because that's a funny idea.
13 +3, 16. You find a half-finished blueprint for a magical egg of protection. But it looks like halfway through inventing it, she just started writing musical notes.
Oh, Skull and Bones can play instruments, so he can read the music.
Skullin, even though she didn't write out a whole song with all the bars, you still get a strange sense of a slow, hypnotic song and roll a sway check.
Well, for me, that's always just a d20.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
An 11.
You find yourself kind of purring.
Weird. Purr, that's a hard sound to make. Sheesh.
Lolandra and Zachamedes, you see Skullin pick up this note as they walk out the door and then turn west very suddenly.
Wait, what?
And just then, Skullin, you snap out of it.
Whoa, that was weird. It's like the music was moving me, literally.
Well, that's like the only clue we have, so I guess we gotta follow. Come on, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Lolandra bounds off to the west, and you two follow, with Bridget the Red Giant still trailing a little bit behind.
Well, I want to check this song every once in a while to make sure we're headed in the right direction.
Okay, but as soon as you do, you feel it pulling at your brain again.
Oh.
Roll another check.
A 2.
Well, you keep following the music as night falls over the land of Berend.
and a thin mist spreads over the ground.
Spooky.
Bridget the Bread Giant says,
maybe we should make camp for the night rather than walking around in the mist.
You're right, Bridget, and I want to learn that protection enchantment anyway.
What, just when we was finally getting somewhere?
You all start setting up camp, and Zachamedes, you take the blueprints to learn your new enchantment, but Skull and Bones just keeps walking into the mist.
I do.
Yeah, remember when you wrote that too?
Oh, yeah.
That's great, I didn't want to stop anyway, and now that it's night, I can stay a were-rabbit.
Okay, I hold out my glow-in-the-dark egg so we can all see, but then I keep studying that spell.
The mist thickens as you follow Skull and Bones. You've been walking through the tall grass of the goblin plains, but you know things other than goblins live here.
Ooh, did the scary stomping snap me out of my hypnosis?
Oh, fine, give me another roll.
An 8.
Okay, you come too, but you're really groggy, and you have no idea where you are, so you're gonna miss your first action. As you see a giant T-Rex charge right past you, mist swirling around him. He roars out a blast of wind, clearing more mist in front of him. And you see a group of ballerinas.
Hey, I didn't know there was a ballerina guild. Cool.
What are they, though? Are they orcs or elves? Or...
Well, there's an orc and an elf and a skeleton and a goblin and even a pastrian. They're all wearing different colored leotards and some of them have tutus on, too.
And let me guess, the T-Rex is charging straight for them?
You guessed right, Zachamedes. What do you do?
Oh, I want to try out my new egg shield spell.
Okay, but remember the schematic was incomplete. So roll a wonder check to see how well it turns out.
15 plus 2, 17.
Oh, awesome. You throw an egg, and a see-through ovular shield stretches over all the ballet dancers. The T-Rex headbutts into it. And the shield cracks a little, but he doesn't get through.
I want to use my were-bunny ears to tickle his tail and try and distract him.
Okay, roll dare. 15 plus 3 is 18. The T-Rex turns around, but instead of biting at you, he asks for your help.
These ballerinas kidnapped my pop's dino, so help me chase them until we get what's mino.
It's Q-Rex, the rapping dinosaur. I didn't know What If World characters could appear here.
And I didn't know my sister did so many voices.
Well, I've been practicing, okay?
Shh. Lolandra says, hey, ballerinas, is this true?
And in response, the ballerinas spring into action, doing flying dancing kicks, shattering right through Zach's egg shield and headed to attack the dinosaur.
Is this a new round? Can I act now?
You sure can, Skullin.
Well, I want to shoot off each of my hands towards one of these ballerinas to try to hold them back.
Give me a roll.
3. These dice have not been working for me today.
Sorry, bloke. This old 20-sided die can't always roll natural 20s.
Shh, Dice, you said you were gonna be quiet this time.
Oh, sorry.
An orc woman in a purple tutu twists around your skeleton hand, and a squat little goblin munches on the finger of your other hand. Before spitting it out.
Okay, I wanna see if I can make the grass grow up around them and wrap up their ankles. Roll wonder on that. And if I have a plus 0, that means I just roll a d20?
Yeah.
That's a natural 20!
You're welcome.
All right. As these ballerinas rush toward the Tyrannosaurus Rex, you cause the grass to tangle them up, and they're stopped dead in their tracks.
Zachamedes holds up his glow-in-the-dark egg and says, see this egg?
They all nod.
This magical egg tells me if you're lying. So I need you to tell me the truth. Why are you all fighting?
Point of order, Zach, that's just a glow-in-the-dark egg.
I know, I'm trying to trick them.
Oh, okay, so roll sway.
Sway. Oh, I've got a -1 to sway. I guess I'm not the trickiest of goblins. 9 minus 3 is 6.
Yo, little goblin wasn't born yesterday, and I know egg enchantment doesn't work that way.
Okay, well, tell me the truth anyway.
The orc ballerina in the purple leotard seems to be their leader. She pulls at her grass restraints and sighs.
I wouldn't believe anything that Tyrannosaurus says to you. He has kidnapped our Duchess of Dance and stolen him away into the mists.
But he says that you stole his pops, Dino.
We have done no such thing.
Scullin, at that moment, you start hearing the music again, even though you didn't look at the sheet.
Music. Can I just let myself walk towards it?
You sure can. Everyone else, you see Skull and Bones turn from this tense situation and start heading west again.
Sorry, our friend's under some kind of magic kitty spell, I guess.
Did you say magic kitty spell? Because when my dino disappeared, there was a kitty smell.
And when our Duchess of Dance disappeared, I could swear I heard a meow.
Then why'd you two blame each other?
Because dinosaurs and ballerinas just can't get along. A rivalry never ends unlike this song.
You know, you're really more of a rhyming dinosaur than a rapping dinosaur.
Hey, rapping dinosaur is what you called me. I don't need no labels, I'm just rhyming free.
I'm glad we're figuring out the difference between rapping and rhyming, but our friend's disappearing into the mist. I'll let you roll strive to stay focused on finding him. 9 plus 4, 13.
You're catching up to Scullin's clattering bones when you hear a
meow
in the mist.
Do I understand cat?
Well, you do, but this sounds like gibberish.
What? Well, I jump towards the sound. Bridget, can you stay here and keep these ballet dancers and dinosaurs from fighting one another?
You would trust me with that?
Hey, we already trust you. You just gotta trust yourself. Bye!
Hollander leaps off into the mist with Zachomedes right behind. And Bridget stays back to babysit.
I guess I'm still under a spell.
Skullin, roll one last time to break free.
Dice, don't fail me now. Natural one.
Uh-oh, Scully, I think you're gonna lose control of Skullin Bones for a little while.
What?
But don't worry, I've got a really fun idea.
Let's take a short rest so you and I can have a little chat. I don't like when ZZ gets that look in her eyes.
And for now, that's the end.
Oh, that's exciting. We lost Skullin in the mist.
Exciting for you, maybe.
I can't wait to figure out where he went.
I know, I think it was going to be a long adventure. So we'll play the second half next week. So Dia and James S., I hope you liked the first half of your story. We'll read James S.'s question at the end of the next one, so it can stay a secret.
It's gotta have something to do with cats, though, right?
Shh! No spoilers!
I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, our co-creator, Craig Martinson for our theme song,
and all you kids at home who know the blame game doesn't accomplish much of anything. Yeah, you gotta start working together before you're gonna solve any problems.
And until the next adventure, keep wondering.
The International Children's Arts Network, ICANN, is made possible by the Herbert A. Templeton Foundation, the Oregon Cultural Trust, the Brookby Foundation, and the Oregon Community Foundation. ICANN, poetry, story time, and music for kids.